T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
7:08 on this Thursday morning, Larry Richard with Marty Griffin. Yesterday at 11 o'clock, details about new security measures at Kennywood. Kennywood been in the focus. The storm, obviously, and rightfully so, details yesterday and through the morning. We'll continue to bring you that part of the story. But here, what happened over the weekend at Kennywood and what they had to say. Yesterday, Marty, you thought well thought out in terms of detailing the new measures, right?
Hey, look, I've been doing this a long time, and they dealt with it step by step. More security, more surveillance, better checks, a significant change. And they explained and clarified this whole notion that metal detectors weren't working out there. That's just not true. Most of us are ignorant. We don't understand new technology, quite frankly. And look, man, we got Nick Paradise on the phone from Kennywood. Good morning, Nick.
Hi, good morning, guys.
So let's get right to it. Speak directly to the folks, and you know this is out there because I've seen it. It's insane, quite frankly. Speak directly to the folks who are saying, to hell with Kennywood, I will never go back there. Speak to them.
Sure, yeah. I understand certainly tensions are high. I think the first thing they want to do is just continue to express, you know, those that, you know, were most affected and injured on Saturday night. They're in our thoughts. And people that were there, and our team members, certainly it hasn't been easy for anyone, so you know, we're continuing to be there for them. We've made counseling and resources available to our team members, and we'll continue doing that. You know, in terms of the reason, you know, the park takes safety, you know, incredibly seriously. It is our top priority. We did have a state-of-the-art weapons detection system that was in place on Saturday night. It was actively screening. It's a little different from, you know, what people are used to, both from the last 30-some years at the park and a lot of other places. You know, you don't have to remove your keys and your belt and things like that. It scans through bags to detect items that could be a threat to people. So you don't have to get every single bag checked. You know, and I know that was a big thing that was not clear, you know, in some of the conversation in the first day or so.
It's true.
So we really wanted to clarify that. It's incredibly important. And then we've added additional things on top of that.
And there was also this notion that folks are constantly jumping the fence. I don't know how constant it is, but your folks admitted it happens, and you've changed that dynamic as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, it would not describe it like that. But certainly it has been a thing in the past where people try to break into the, you know, try to enter the park illegally, and we patrol for that, we have security for that, we've caught people for that, and you know, the processes that have been placed, it has been a point of attention and it's been effective for many years. You know, whether that's exactly what happened on Saturday night, that's something for the police to determine. But we, you know, looking at the possibilities, how can we reduce the likelihood that could happen? So we cut down a number of trees that were along the fence to just open up the sight lines. Our crews were out there, you know, running lines and then installing floodlights. So that is going to be incredibly well lit, and there's going to be security cameras monitoring every inch of that line down the highway. And rather than, you know, patrolling, which was a regular practice that we did, there's going to be people stationed there at minimum for the rest of this event. And we'll continue to look at further options going forward. You know, and then we're adding additional police. We've got our park security team. We always contract with West Mifflin and Allegheny County Police and other departments to add support to our team. We're going to double our, you know, our projected numbers. The numbers we'd plan for will be twice as significant.
And, nice.
You know, when you talk about, you know, other venues that people might go to, and the number of security police presence, I think that, you know, the ratio of people to officers, you know, no one's going to have a stronger ratio than what we're going to have. And our, you know, our leadership will be more visible, too, in bright red jackets.
Nick Paradise, spokesman with Kennywood. So the game plan is going to be ready to go in place for this weekend, right?
That's right. Yeah, we open Friday night at 6 o'clock, 12 noon on Saturday and Sunday, and all these changes will be in place. They're available to see on the park website. So, you know, like you guys said, it's absolutely, we want people to feel safe. Everything that we do revolves around safety in every area. And, you know, we're doing everything we can to keep something like this.
And folks have to have adult supervision if they're a certain age. And you'd be thrown out of the park if there's any kind of fight. Look, Nick, we've known you for years. You're always so damn positive. On a personal level, this must hurt you. It must, because you love that park.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Nobody, and I don't think it's unique to me. I mean, I'm just one of many people who's grown up in this area, and it means something more than a lot of places. So, I never want to see this happen anywhere. It's especially sad to see it take place. Something nobody ever wants to go through. My thoughts are really with the people that we're most impacted by it, we're committed to supporting those folks. Like I said, our staff reached out to people that were aware.
Yeah, I've heard the woman that we talked to that was trampled. Your folks were very kind to her, quite frankly.
All right, Nick, we appreciate your willingness to speak with us this morning live. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate the time.
Nick Paradise with Kenny Wood on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline, the Big K Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.